Does someone at work or school use overarching statements to generalize your behavior? Maybe you've been told, you're always late, or you never fill out your reports or assignments correctly. Before you defend yourself, categorize this poor communication as condescending and question the accusations directly. Someone's actions are never usually all or nothing, which is just one clue that this person's communication style is condescending. Other communication clues that someone is being condescending to you is if he or she constantly interrupts you when you are speaking in order to speak for you, over-explains information to you that you are already very familiar with, constantly corrects your pronunciation or tells you to calm down or chill out when you're upset. It's condescending for someone to dictate your feelings about a situation, and by doing so, it negates the validity of your feelings. It's hard to believe all these communication techniques are related, but they are, as the definition of condescending is to demonstrate feelings of superiority over another person. And here's another one. Degrading or inappropriate nicknames like kiddo or sweetheart. And we see this sweetheart nickname getting a lot of high-level people in hot water lately. The pitch challenge today, call out condescending communication by responding directly to it. The mistake most people make is to ignore condescending comments. If you do this, you will create victim availability, inviting yourself to be the target of this superior behavior again and again. Let's take the sweetheart example for instance. If your life partner calls you sweetheart, that's a term of endearment. If your boss, manager, or coworker calls you sweetheart, this is not a nickname expressing how much you are appreciated, but rather a way to categorize you as inferior or unskilled. Directly question the nickname and politely request your real name is used instead. You might say, "Why do you call me sweetheart? That's not my name. Please call me by my actual name instead." If you are accused of being late all the time, pull together the facts to show how many dates you reported in early or on time compared to how many dates you were late. After presenting the facts, you might say, "You say I'm late all the time, but I've only been late 2 times this year. Why do you say I'm always late when this is not the case?" Perhaps your issue is being interrupted all the time. You could say, "I understand your point, but why did you have to interrupt me to say that?" In any of these scenarios, questioning the person's action on the spot will leave him or her to reflect on how they've acted. Then the next time, they'll most likely think twice before interrupting or being condescending to you, especially if they know you are going to call out condescension immediately.